السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أبغض الأشعار وفجت والله حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. This is about the first from the many أشعار that he wrote in the beginning, and this one here is called in the name entitled تيري عاشي قومي جينا تيري عاشي قومي مرنا. It's quite some years that I have rendered this one in front of our brothers. Our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh, unka ishara hua ke kuch ashar prologue to inshallah I will be reading this ashar. But prior to reading the ashar and rendering it, I'll give a very, very short synopsis and translation of the ashar. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna. This whole 3 days program that we had, it is towards this same thing that is being mentioned in the first few lines, first line, in fact the whole ashar, that the whole purpose of this 3 days ijtimaa, islahi ijtimaa, is that these, all these things that are mentioned here in these ashar must come into our lives. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, the purpose of my life, the purpose of my life and the thing that gives me support at the same time is that I must live and die amongst your ashiqi, amongst those who are your lovers. There is no word, I can't find a word for ishq and ashiq, the true word that conveys the meaning of ishq in English. I haven't come across it. If anybody knows, you can give it to me now. Ishq, I can only say mad love, you know, love that is beyond a person's comprehension, that type of love, ishq. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya Rab. Hazrat Wala was saying last night also here, that we thought that, you know, this whole thing about deen and about Islam and about Darul Uloom is just, you know, lip service. We are supposed to do something, we do it. We're supposed to perform salah, we perform salah. We're supposed to teach, we're teaching. We're supposed to run a Darul Uloom, a madrasa, we're running a Darul Uloom. We're supposed to keep fast, we're keeping fast. No. It is only after we came into contact with our Hazrat, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, that we learned and we understood and we realized that there is a thing called ishq for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we only after we got connected to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, we realized that there is a thing called ishq and love. That is the thing that Allah loves us also, and we are supposed to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just completing a register that, you know, we came from Fajr Namaz and we are not. There is supposed to be a love behind the whole thing. Staying away from haram, staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Behind that also there is love and there is ishq. So, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. I didn't know what was your love, ya Allah. Tere aashikon se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. It's only when we got connected to your aashikin, then we learned and we realized what it is to love you. Then Hazrat Wala says, ye teri inayatein hain, ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazb pinha. That is the favor of yours of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a hidden magnet that got a pull in it. That as a result of that, what has happened? Mera nalae nadabat tere sange dar pe karna, that my crying of regret and remorse for the wrongs that I do is done at your doorstep. I do it at your doorstep. Mera har khata pe rona, mera har khata pe rona, hai yahi meri talafi. Tere rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. I must come out of this ghaflat of mine, and my tawajjuh must be towards you, O Allah. That the any sin, big or small, danista ya na danista, purposefully, deliberately a person does it, or he does it mistakenly, How should I make amends? I should make amends by crying and weeping in front of you. Teri rahmatoka sadaqa. Now Hazrat Bala says that this is the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the direct. Teri rahmatoka sadaqa mera jurma afwa karna. Through the sadaqa, through the barakah of your rahmat, O Allah, forgive my sins, O Allah. Further, it says here, hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. The only way that is possible for me to tread your path, O Allah, is by exercising the true patience from the bottom of my heart in the face of all difficulties. You must remember, the more closer you become, it's not all plain sailing and going. No. Yeah, the more closer a person is, the more difficulties Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and hardships, and Allah Ta'ala tests him also very, very much. Inna ashadda an-nasi bala'an al-anbiya thumma al-amthal fal-amthal, aw kama qala. So this is what is being said, that hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, the only way I can pass this life of mine, and the only way it is possible for me to tread your path, of Allah, is this, that in the face of difficulties and hardships, I must make sabr from my heart, and whenever I witness and I feel your ni'mat are coming, then I must make shukr also at the same time. Then Hazrat Allah says, ye teri riza me jeena, ye teri riza me marna, meri abtiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. To love and die in your obedience, and this is what we call slavery and abdiyat. On this abdiyat, Hazrat Allah says, then this is your favor, and this is your special favor on my slavery, that you have given me the tawfiq to love and die in your obedience and according to the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yahi aashiqon ka seva, yahi aashiqon ki aadat, kabhi gir yao buka hai, kabhi aah sard bharna. So this is the way and the sunnah of the aashiqin, and this is their habit. That sometimes what is happening, kabhi gir yao buka hai, sometimes they are crying and they are expressing the pain through, sometimes they are crying, and sometimes what is happening, kabhi aah sard bharna. Sometimes a person doesn't cry, doesn't show it outwardly, but then he takes a sigh, a cold sigh, when he's experiencing the difficulties or that hardship or that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that matter. Yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zuban se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. This is a proof and a sign of the ishq, and this is a guarantee for ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sometimes a person is making zikr with his tongue, and sometimes he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. And then finally, Hazrat Wala says, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. That some ahlullah, if a person, oh akhtar, if somebody gets the sohbat and the companionship of some ahlullah, some dil wala, some Allah wala, some ahlullah, then in reality what has happened, if he does this and he spends his time and he sacrifices his time, spending his time with such an ahlullah, then what will happen? He will know, he will have learned how to live here and how to die. Allah Ta'ala grants us all this for us. Inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna,
مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی, مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا, یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں, یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ, یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں, یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ, میری جان نا سما کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا, یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا, یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا, میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا, میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا, میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا, یہی ہے میری تلافی, میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا, یہی ہے میری تلافی, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا, ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا, یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گری بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا کبھی گری بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہما وقت یاد کرنا میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہما وقت یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تنصروا الله ينصركم وقال تعالى وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وفي رواية تجده أمامك وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. With respect to brothers and elders, one occasion Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was a ghulam, a youngster, and he was behind the conveyance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him some very pertinent advices. And among the advices, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that ihfazillah yahfazka, that protect, literally what it means, protect Allah and Allah will protect you. The muhaddithin have mentioned that actually it means, like in the Quran al-Kareem, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, those who protect the limits of Allah, حُدُودَهُ وَأَوَامِرَهُ وَحُقُوقَهُ وَنَوَاهِيَهُ, that all these aspects of the rights of Allah, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and abstaining from all types of wrong, all this is included in that ihfazillah. So ya Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching this person a great lesson. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, said that I contemplated on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I swept off my feet and I said and I sighed that how little, how few people understand this beautiful hadith and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he mentioned very main things, very things that are mentioned in the Quran and from the ahadith supporting it. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Jannat, هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ, that Jannat is promised for that person who is awwab, that person who continues turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who is penitent, that person keep repenting and turning towards Allah, and hafiz, that person who looks after the laws of Allah, the hukuks, the rights of Allah, and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst the rights of Allah, respected brothers, one of the greatest ibadah that we have to protect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and thereafter the subsequent verses, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, that those people who protect the salah, hafizu ala salawat. In another ayat Allah mentions, protect the salah. So Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi has mentioned that hafizu ala salawat, or walladheena hum ala salatin yuhafidun, means to protect the times of salah, the adab of salah, and all the things which are necessary. For example, the mustahabbat, the sunan, the wajibat, the faraiz. And then inshallah the person will come to that stage where he will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read salah with that concentration and devotion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us reach that stage as well. So he had all that hifazat in that salah. And it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining of regarding the importance of salah, man hafaza alayha, that كانت له برهانا نورا وبرهانا ونجاة يوم القيامة. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person is particular of his salah, the times of salah, and all aspects of salah. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the day of Qiyamah, such a salah will be a means of effulgence, nur, وبرهانا, a proof, argument on your, in your favor, ونجاة, and a means of salvation. And thereafter Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued the hadith, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ, and that person does not protect his salah, then that salah will not be a nur, a effulgence, neither an argument and proof in your favor, and neither will be a means of your salvation. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such a person will be resurrected with Haman, Fir'aun, and Ubay bin Khalaf. Allah save us. So yeah, Allah give us the tawfiq of being of hand and muhafaza of that salah. Then, that what is necessary for salah, that is wudu. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith, لا يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, only a believer will be very very particular with his salah. The ulama explained that when a person is in wudu, then the person who reads the masnoon dua, Bismillah walhamdulillah, in the beginning of salah, The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the malaika, as long as a person remains in wudu, in the taharat, the malaika continue writing good deeds in his favor. And that person who reads like our Shaykh Zahm Barakat explained yesterday, the person reads Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, at the end, then the 8 doors of Jannah are open for such a person. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu on occasion that, oh Bilal, how is it that I hear your footsteps ahead of me in Jannah? So Bilal radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, that the only thing I do is whenever my wuzu breaks, I make a new wuzu. In other words, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was always in the state of bar wuzu. And also, we should be very, very particular with regards to completing our wuzu properly, washing our limbs properly. And we have this distinction of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will identify ghurra muhajjaleen, that all the parts of wudu of the ummah will be shining on the day of Qiyamah. So, and Allah grants khair and barakah to Musa Qadi, who started this practical demonstration of wudu using the mud and the sunnah quantity of that water. That and a lot of water is saved, a person is saved from the guna of israf, etc. So all of this falls under the category of making muhafaza of wudu. So the first aspect was the greatest ibadat was salah. Then the introduction to salah was wudu. Thereafter, with regards to hifazat, Allah mentions, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, wahfadu imanakum, that protect your pledges and your oaths. It is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outlined the major sins, al-ishraqu billah, that a person who associates partners with Allah, wa uququl walidain, a person who is disrespectful, disobedient to his parents, wa qatlu nafs, to kill an innocent soul, and thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, wal yameen wal ghamus, to take false customs, to take false promises. And then this is all our tongue, Allah forgive us. Wallahi, qasam, and wallahi, billahi, qasam bil Quran. All this person, he knows, on his tongue he's taking these qasams, but in his heart he knows he's speaking lies. So this is one of the major signs and all major sins that are recorded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then together with that muhafaza, respected brothers, one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, has mentioned this hadith. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, istahyu min Allah haqq al-haya, that adopt bashfulness and modesty to before Allah as it ought to be preserved and ordained. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, that we have haya. Alhamdulillah, we have haya, we have bashfulness and modesty. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa dhalik, I'm not talking about this. Then after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what is haya, أن تحفظ الرأس وما وعاء وأن تحفظ البطن وما حواء. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person should protect his head and whatever it contains, protect his stomach and all organs that are inside. There the ulama explained that, and this is tatawuf, that we need to make muhafaza of our organs and our the different limbs of the body, keep it pure, keep it away from sin, and if a person commits sin, then he should make tawbah. So yeah, rat can be in the head, that a person has bad thoughts about people, evil run, bad run about people, this is totally haram. Then with regards to our tongue, speaking of lies, backbiting, gossiping, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions that مَا لَا ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَحْوَجُ إِلَىٰ طُولِ سِجْنٍ مِنْ لِسَانٍ. That he said, if anything was there on the surface of the earth that deserves long time confinement and imprisonment, then this is the tongue. On one occasion, Hazrat Sufyan bin Abdullah Saqafi radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some advices. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that kul amantu billah, that kul rabbi Allah, that say my Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then thumma istaqim, then remain istiqamat, remain steadfast. What a beautiful, concise hadith. In there lies our success, that our iman and tawajjuh all the times with Allah, our yaqeen and our ta'alluq ma'allah. and to remain steadfast all that time. Then he asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا أَخْوَفُ مَا تَخَافُ عَلِيَّ. That, oh, Ya Rasulullah, what do you fear most? The after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his own tongue and he said, ذَلِك. That I fear this. That I fear this tongue. A person blurts out so many things. Sometimes a person says things that and then he later regrets. One occasion, Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was making safar on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, again, Sahaba always had the strong desire asking for advices. So he asked, Ya Rasulullah, so many advices in the book of Hadith has mentioned all the advices. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the end mentioned that, oh Mu'az, shouldn't I show you something which is the crux, the foundation, and the basis of all that I have mentioned? And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, kuffar alayka lisanak, that control your tongue. So Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu was surprised. هَلْ وَآخَذُونَ لِمَا نَتَقَلَّمُ بِهِ. That will we be taken to task of what we speak? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, oh Mu'ad, may your mother have mercy upon you, that this tongue, هَلْ يَقُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَقَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ كَمَا قَالَ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, oh Mu'ad, that this tongue is one of the main causes where a person will be thrown headlong into the hellfire. And he said in Arabic, Tulul lisan muhlikul insan. The longer the tongue, not physically, what it means, the person who all the time is speaking all the time, then this lies the destruction of insan. And Imam Abu Hanifa mentioned that al lisan jurmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. That this tongue is a small portion of flesh that commits the greatest amount of crime. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of protecting our tongues and our speech, inshaAllah. Then رَأْسُرْرَا وَمَا وَعَا. Then our speech, our hearing, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Allah says our speech, our hearing, and all our limbs, like the heart, all this will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَانْتَحْفَضَ الْبَطْنَ وَمَا حَوَا. To protect the stomach. Yeah, the ulama explained that a person's stomach should be safe from all types of haram, all types of doubtful things. It is mentioned that Ibn Abu Idris Khulani rahmatullahi, he mentioned that أَوَّلُ مَا وَصَّى اللَّهُ بِعَادَمُ. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salam nasihat when he came to this earth, that حِظُّ فَرْجِكُ, that to protect your sharamga, to protect one's private part. And respected brothers, yeah, also our Shaykh Darul Barakatuh, on one occasion he came to our masjid and was doing tafsir in Surah Al-Araf, and he was doing the kissa of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, how shaitan led him to eat of the forbidden fruit. And he mentioned a very beautiful point. He said, today we are living in a world of Quryani. It is a norm today, people are walking naked, semi-naked, whatever it is. He said that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, how alayhi salatu wasalam, ate of the forbidden fruit, what had happened, immediately their private parts were exposed. So today the ummah unfortunately is eating so much of haram, so much of doubtful things, and we can see it slowly but surely all the clothes are being removed and we are in a state of nakedness and uryani. So yeah, how important it is to protect our stomach from all types of all this haram. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَفْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ. That say to the believers, Ya Allah mentioned separate to the men and the women, the lower your gaze, and this will also protect your sharamga, your private part. There is a great connection between the two. And shaitan, with such respect to brothers, he makes us do window shopping with our eyes, and he delivers the filthy goods downstairs. This leads to the zina, respect to brothers. When the person does not protect his eyes, the end result is the zina. And respect to brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith in Mustadraka Hakim, Man hafiza lahyayhi wa bayna rijlayhi dakhal al jannah. That person who protects between his two jaws, that is his tongue, and between his two thighs, that is his private part, such a person is deserving to go into Jannah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi has written a kitab, the 14 harms of casting lustful glances. And then he starts with the introduction of a saying of Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi, and he says, Man hafiza basarahu,
That person who protects his eyes from lustful glances, أَوْرَثَهُ اللَّهُ نُورًا فِي بَصِيرَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put nur in his, Allah will put basirat in his heart. In other words, those who look after the basarat, Allah will give them basirat. What is the basirat? Is that nur, that a person who can distinguish right from wrong. And many a person is caught up in all this, in this relationship, but where is the beginning, where is the starting point? It is because of this cast and lustful gazes. It is mentioned on one occasion, husband and wife were having a strict diet. You know how they say in English, some people are on a dancing diet, some people are on a betting diet. So this husband and wife for 2 months they said, we'll go on a very strict diet. So after 1 month, the wife said, okay, after 1 month, since we have now abided by the rules of this diet, now we'll have a cheat day. So the wife said, no objections, no fuss, no complaints. Tomorrow we'll have a cheat day. So the next day came, the wife goes and said, today is the day, now we want to cheat. So she goes to the fridge, she opens the door, she takes out a bar one chocolate, cake, whatever it is. So the husband, now she tells the husband, now it's your turn. So the Zarin goes to the door and he opens the door and he calls his secretary inside. On occasion, there was a certain person, he came to the doctor's surgery complaining of back pain. So the doctor said, what happened to you? He said, you know, I'm a white night watchman. And after I did my shift, and I came home this morning, I noticed there's some noise in my bedroom. And I realized there's someone in my bedroom. So I rushed in my bedroom, I couldn't find anyone. But I saw the balcony door was open. So I went to the balcony door and I couldn't find anyone. Then I saw someone rushing down, changing his clothes and he was rushing. So I got so angry, I took a fridge and I threw it down on him. So because of that, I'm suffering from back pain. So nevertheless, 1 hour later, another patient comes in. More worse condition than the previous one. As if though one car knocked him. So the doctor asked, what happened to you? He said, doctor, you know, I'm unemployed. For 2 months, I'm unemployed. Today was my first day of interview and I woke up late. And while running down the stairs, I'm trying to put up my shirt, everything, next minute the fridge falls on me. Then, after another hour, a third person walks in, even worse conditioned than both. So doctor says, what a deep strain day today I'm having. The first person, he explained, the first person, that he picked up the fridge and he threw it. And the second person, a bichara, innocent person, the fridge landed on him. Now what happened to you? So he said, doctor, what can I say? I was the one hiding in the fridge. So nevertheless, respected brothers, coming back to our subject, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person should protect his eyes, protect his saramga, protect all his organs from all types of gunas. And the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to protection, there are two systems. Allah mentioned the first system, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That the first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that they are guarding angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints to every person. As Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned that every person has two angels that protect him. But when the discipline of Allah now wants to prevail, فَإِذَا جَاءَ قَدْرُ اللَّهِ خَلَّوْ عَنْهُ. When the decision of Allah, the taqdeer wants to now prevail, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his taqdeer now to prevail, then these malaika make way. So now nothing can stand in that way. So Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these malaika to protect the person. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua every morning. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi deeni wa dunya wa ahli wa mali. اللهم استر عورتي وامن روعتي اللهم فضل من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي واعوذ بعظمتك ان اختال من تحتي. يا نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم asking for protection in all kinds of directions. So this hifaz will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person continues with the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ. We all know the translation of this verse, that Allah will not change the condition of a person or of a nation until they themselves change. That is the accepted translation, that is one translation. But the other translation of your respected brothers, what it means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change his conditions of mercy, rahmat and blessings upon a person
and till the people change their bad, good habits into bad habits. In other words, when a person is enjoying the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's enjoying the blessings of Allah, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now because of him being an ashukri and using the same ni'mat for the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically Allah ta'ala's protection is removed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect such a person. And respected brothers, it is mentioned that Mufti Shafi Sahib said that these two malaika that guard a person from falling into a ditch, from a wall falling upon him, they even inspire a person to do good. To such an extent, if a person commits a guna, they will remind him, make tawbah. Only when he does not make tawbah, only then the sin is recorded against him. How just and how adil Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. سُيَا لَهُمْ أَقِبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. It is mentioned also of a person who was 100 years old. I'm not challenging anyone. This is a waqia. It is mentioned Jawani Ulum al Hikam. A person 100 years old, he's on a ship and they come into the platform. Now, normally, when you come to the platform on the ship, there is a certain like a stairs or platform that is now laid down so the person can now walk onto the platform. 100 year old man, before the ship can dock onto the platform, come near the platform, he jumped. So people were amazed, you are 100 years old and you jumped. So he said, هَذِي الْجَوَارِ حَفَظْنَاهَا عَنِ الْمَعَاصِ فِي الصِّغَرِ فَحَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ عَلِيْنَا فِي الْكِبَرِ. That he said, that we, this limbs of mine, I protected it from sin whilst I was small. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now protected it whilst I am gone of advance in age. And wallah, respected brothers, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that man hafiz al-Qur'an, that person who reads the Qur'an, and one rewrite, one who reads excessively the Qur'an al-Kareem, then lam yurad ila arz al-umr, that a person will be saved from senility. He will not go like a cabbage, so to say. And he mentioned the ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, summa radadnahu aswala kafirin, we relegated man to the lowest of the lowest, illa alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat, except that those people who brought iman and do good deeds. And he said, that person who reads the Qur'an, that person who learns the Qur'an, who protects the Qur'an. Mu'adh al-Hasan Ali, Nabi Rahmatul Ali, just said to him, a certain youngster has memorized the Qur'an. So he said, bali Qur'an yahfadhu, but the Qur'an inshallah will protect such a person inshallah. There was an elderly woman in all of our family, and she had passed away at the age of 93 years old. Islamic maybe 96, she passed away. But her eyesight was still intact and her memory was very sharp. So we asked her daughter, my auntie, that what do you think, what was the reason behind this, the maybe some amal she used to do. She said, the only thing I can think of, she had a lot of ta'alluq with the Qur'an. All the time you see her reading the Qur'an al-Kareem. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْحَافِظَ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the greatest of protectors. And Allah is the one who shows the best of showing mercy to everyone. So imagine such an elderly woman able to now see properly, and her memory was phenomenal. Why? Because of the touching of the Qur'an al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, respected brothers. Then the second action, second way of protection, respected brothers, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects a person's deen, protects a person's iman, protects a person from falling into gunah. Like when a person now goes to sleep, then he reads his dua, part of the dua, in amsakta nafsi faqfil laha warhamha. Oh Allah, if you have to take out my soul, then oh Allah, forgive that soul and have mercy upon it. وَإِنْ أَرْسَلْتَهَا, but oh Allah, if you release it and you send his soul back to me, وَإِنْ أَرْسَلْتَهَا فَحْفَظْهَا بِمَا تَحْفَظُ بِإِبَادَكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Then oh Allah, protect it just like how you protect the pious people. In another ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَ الصَّالِحًا. So we all know the kisa of Musa alayhi salam, Khidr alayhi salam, when he came to the certain town and those people of the town did not entertain them, did not accommodate them, and there was a wall that was falling. And then Musa alayhi salam, Khidr alayhi salam straightened the wall. And then Khidr alayhi salam thereafter asked the reason for it, and all lengthy bahas, mentioned the Quran al-Kareem explanation. And then he mentioned that their father was a very pious person. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi has mentioned in Kashkol al-Marifat that this was not the first generation father, but the seventh generation father. That seven generations, their father was a pious person. So from here, ulama explain, when a person is pious, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect such a person. Allah will protect the progeny of such a person. So imagine 7 generations down, Allah protected the wealth of those orphans. In the Munqadir rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned that that person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَحْفَظُ بِالرَّجِلِ الصَّالِحِ وَلَدَهُ وَوَلَدَ وَلَدِهِ وَالدُّوَيْرَاتِ الَّتِي حَوْلَهُ. That in Munqadir rahmatullahi has mentioned that that person who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stays away from gunas, who is a pious person, Allah will protect him, Allah will protect his grandchildren, Allah will protect his house, or the house around him as well. That is why one sunnah we should try and implement is to read Ayatul Kursi. After every Farad Salah, we should say, read Ayatul Kursi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person who reads Ayatul Kursi after every Farad Salah, then nothing will prevent him entering into Jannah except death. In other words, if this person has to pass away, inshallah, through the barakah of the recitation of Ayatul Kursi, such a person will enter into Jannah, inshallah. And after the hadith continues, that that person who now goes to bed and he reads Ayatul Kursi, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, آمَنَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ دَارِهِ وَدَارِ جَارِهِ. Allah will protect his house and his neighbor's house and also the houses and all the surroundings as well. So may Allah give us the tawfiq every night when we go to sleep that we read Ayatul Kursi, inshallah. And just to round up, respected brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great commodity and entity of this iman that is in our heart. Today, respected brothers, in our homes, how many of us, we up our security? We'll put burglar guards, we'll put automated gates, CCTVs, we'll put cameras and laser beams, etc. Why? We want to protect our family, which is also necessary, which is also correct. Protect our family, protect our hard-earned wealth. So we need to do all that. But respected brothers, that wealth that we got in our heart, that entity of iman, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing anwarat of all a'mal as-saliha, then we, unfortunately, we don't pay any attention for protection of that. Why? The enemies out there, respected brothers, the true enemies that we got, nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan wants to rob us of that iman, those good deeds, the anwarat, the barakat, the tajalliyat, the marifat, and the ishq of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the person has in his heart. In no time, shaitan and nafs can ravish and ransack that heart of ours. So we also need to protect that heart of ours. Today, we employ a security guard. If the security guard, he is ghafil, he is negligent, then robbers will overpower him and they will rob such a person. So we are our own security guard, respective brothers. And if we are ghafil, then nafs and shaitan will overpower us and will rob us of the iman and all the good in our hearts. So respective brothers, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that what is the security system of the heart? Oh, I will down barakat explain. The security system is the taqwa. And the security company employed to help us protect that system of the taqwa is the mashayikh, the ahlullah. And Allah indicates in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah. O people of iman, have taqwa. So that is the system of protecting our heart. How should you protect it? وَقُونُ مَا أَصْبَادِكِ. They are, so to say, the security company, the security people that will help us. And they are not like the security people in this world where they become accomplices in the crime. These are the ones, they have shafqat for us, they have love for us, and they have desire for us that we now spread the right path and we stay away from gunas and become the muttaqeen and the salihin. So respected brothers, this ahlullah, the security company, so to say, by remaining in their company, inshallah, such a person will be protected, inshallah. In summary, in crux, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ihfazillah yahfazka. That protect the commands of Allah, Allah will protect you. Protect the commands, protect his rights, protect the limits of Allah, Allah will protect you. Just like Allah mentions, وَأُوفُ بِعَهْدِي أُوفُ بِعَهْدِكُمْ. You do your part. You fulfill your pledge, I will fulfill my pledge. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help the deen of Allah, I will help you. So تَجِدْهُ أَمَامَكَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Allah will be for you. Allah will be in front of you. Allah will be with you all the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. وَأَخِرْ دَوَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.